Joining us to discuss whether it makes sense to keep putting people along the water's edge is WNYC's Matthew Sherman, who's reported on many of these real estate developments over the years and is now an editor here. Hey, Matthew.
Hi, Amy.
First, why has the city gone gangbusters on developing the waterfront? Have we run out of property elsewhere?
Well, it seemed like a good idea at the time. In the 1970s, people began to realize that, you know, this industrial waterfront, the relics of New York's golden port age, seafaring age, just wasn't going to do any good for us. And one idea was to turn it into parks or into residential areas. You get great views, of course, of the rivers. So it really was a sense of putting our scarce land to good use.
Whenever the Mississippi or some other river in another part of the country floods, we are told that people should not build in floodplains. Is there anyone second-guessing the city's policy?
Well, the person probably most responsible for really getting the Bloomberg administration to act on this idea and to rezone all these areas that you mentioned, all I should say except for Battery Park City, which came about before Bloomberg. But the man responsible for it all probably was Dan Doktoroff, a former deputy mayor of economic development. The New York Observer website got a hold of him yesterday, and he said he still believes in waterfront development, that the problem was that the people who were supposed to evacuate didn't evacuate, and that the problems that we're seeing with flooding really can be solved with good design, that you can design buildings to withstand this occasional flooding. And that actually was seconded by a member of the New York City Panel on Climate Change. I spoke with a Hunter College, a geographer named Bill Solecki. And so we went down to Battery Park City and talked to some people who live there. And indeed, they seemed pretty optimistic, even though they had to evacuate. Lisa Yauch said she didn't even evacuate.
We've really had faith. Our building's really well built. We have an amazing staff, so we were comfortable staying, we never had a problem. And the staff was great. They checked on us regularly.
And another person, Devyani Mehta, we spoke with, she evacuated to the Upper West Side, but she still feels safe, and she wouldn't consider moving out of Battery Park City.
As far as living in the building is concerned, I think we feel fairly safe. And if we could withstand this storm, I'd like to believe we can withstand something of about the same magnitude if it were to occur.
So you see a fair amount of confidence that these very modern buildings that are down there, even though they were flooded, or they experienced flooding, I should say, they're still good places to live.
What's the dissenting view, Matthew? I know that it's out there.
Yes. Well, Marcy Benstock, she's the head of the Clean Air Campaign, and she's been fighting waterfront development and waterfront encroachment since the 1970s, since the Westway days. And she says it's ridiculous to develop these areas. It's ridiculous to take on the risk, put people at risk, and put billions of dollars at risk. She says when you look at an evacuation zone map, you'll see an enormous amount of the city is white, which means it's not in any evacuation zone. Even if we were to go to a Category 4 hurricane, you could stay put. And she says people should develop those parts, and the waterfront should be turned into very simple, affordable parks so that when they do flood, they won't cost so much to repair.
Views for and against waterfront development now that we have Superstorm Sandy to thank for a new perspective. Thank you, Matthew, for that.
Thanks, Amy.
WNYC editor Matthew Sherman.